Cam and Coon Rapids Bayard should be a good clash in 8-player District 10 this week. Crusader head coach Chris Moore is with us. Boy, it looks like Cam's kind of getting on track based on what they've done the last couple of weeks. Is that sort of what you see when it comes to the Cougars as well?
Yeah, they're pretty impressive on film. They fly to the ball really well, got good team speed. We'll have our hands full Friday night.
Your team has kind of run into the upper end of the district here in recent weeks, but what are some ways you feel like you guys are playing well, maybe despite some losses?
Yeah, again, we're just beating ourselves when we watch film. We're just missing some blocks, missing tackles. And like you said, the top end teams in our district, you can't have those mistakes. And it shows on the final score because it makes it really tough to recover from those mistakes.
What's at stake for you here in this one?
Well, we keep our playoff berth alive. We have to take care of business Friday night and then next Friday night and hope for a three-way tie and see how the points shake out. And we can get one of those top three spots.
You feel like if you guys can get into the postseason, you can be a kind of a dangerous out, so to speak?
Yeah, we got some guys dinged up a little bit. You know, if we can get guys healthy and continue to tweak our offense and our defense and throw some new looks in there. The kids are playing really well at times for us. We've got to, put a complete game together.
Cam's obviously a different animal than they were last year. I mean, they lost some great talent, but a little bit more balance this season between the run and the pass and spreading the ball out to different people. When you get ready for the Cougar offense, what are some of the main priorities to try and take away?
Yeah, number one, they're looking to run the ball just like they were last year. They're throwing a lot of different formations at you, more so than last year. Really, they got, pretty much the same personnel. They have younger siblings there stepping in and playing roles. Speaker, his little brother playing quarterback for him. Not as much as a run threat, but he throws a pretty good ball, too. So they're going to have us on our toes at times. We've got to, look for our different keys. And, we got to make plays when we're getting in one-on-one situations.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks, Bennett, and go CRB.